Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. A moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Breathe Again, the radio show. Yes, I am your host. I'm Nicole Cleveland, author, motivational speaker, but I'm just a child of God, and I'm just excited to be here. I haven't been here for quite some time because life has happened again, and we have to deal with what goes on around us, but I'm so glad that God allows us to get back up and start over. His grace and His mercy is so sufficient, and I'm just excited to do what I love and love what I do. Amen. Amen. I could preach to myself because God is so good and He's so faithful to us. And yes, we bring you stories of victorious testimonies of faith and encouragement from people just like yourself. You know, there's so many people, they're in their valley right now. They feel like they're on the verge of giving up. No one understands what they're going through. No one understands how they feel. They just feel like they're alone. They are hopeless. And by bringing guests on this show that can share the real testimony, that thing that God did for them, it's a way that those individuals that's going through that can hear that testimony and say, you know what, if they made it, I know I can make it too. If Nicole made it, I know I can make it. If Constance made it, I know I can make it too. That's why we do what we do, so that God can get the glory because He is in charge of it all. So if that is you and you are going through right now, I want you to hang on in there. Hang in there, my sister, my brother, trouble, it does not last always. Yeah, you hear that all the time. But I'm here to tell you, I am proof that although it may look dark right now, it's not going to be dark always. Joy is going to come. And your morning can be right now, and your morning can be tonight, but it's going to come. Just hang on in there and surround yourself with people that are motivated, that are inspired, that can speak life and all things positive in your life. You don't need nothing negative going in you at this time. Nothing but positivity. So God is good. He's good. So if you're out there on social media, I want you to follow us. We're on Twitter and Facebook. We're Facebook at Breathe Again Magazine, and we're on Twitter at Breathe Again. And you can also follow me at Nicole C. Online. That's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nicole C. Online. I promise I will do nothing but encourage you. Nothing but encourage you, I promise. If you see me not encouraging, you let me know. Let me know. Pull my coattail. I'm not too proud. Hey, we got an upcoming event going on. It's January 2019. The one and only Tawana Williams. She is the Hope Coach herself, woman born with no arms. She is going to be here in the Tidewater area, and she's going to be here for a Breathe Again brunch. She is a phenomenal speaker. She was born with no arms. She had a baby. She's an amazing artist. She draws these pictures like there's no tomorrow. She was even addicted to crack. She was addicted to crack, smoked crack with her feet. Just a phenomenal story and a phenomenal woman. You want to come out and you want to be encouraged by her story. That's on January 26th. You can go to my page and you can find all kinds of information about the brunch. You can go to Eventbrite and put Breathe Again Brunch out there. And we also have an event on Facebook. So go on out there and check it out. I'd love to see you. It is titled Sister, You Are Enough. Because you are enough. I don't know if you didn't know that, but you matter and you are enough, you know. So I want you to know that. And I want you to come out and celebrate yourself Oftentimes, we always celebrate others, but we won't celebrate ourselves. And this is going to be the chance that you're going to celebrate yourself. So I'd love to have you come out. We're also going to have a woman's panel discussion from all walks of life. We have a divorced woman, a single woman, a widowed woman. So come on out, a married woman. And we're just going to talk about the issues that the everyday woman goes through, because we got some issues and we go through. But God is so good that we know that we are going to come out. We're going to come out. So that's my news for today. We got a phenomenal show for you today. Love, love, love my guest on today, Dr. Constant Cooper, PhD. Woo-woo. She is a friend of the show, and she's going to come on and share her latest book release, Letters of Encouragement, because we all need some encouragement. I know I need some encouragement all the time, and we can encourage ourselves, but it's nice to get encouraged from others as well. So she's going to be on the show, and she's going to give us some words of encouragement, because she is somebody special in the sight of God. Amen? Yes, she is. But y'all know how we do. If you are family, we go into our prayer, and then we're going to start the first segment when we come back. If you're a new guest, thank you so much for joining us. Share the show. If you're listening right now, if you come back and you listen to the on-demand show, share the show with other individuals. Somebody somewhere needs to hear what Dr. Cooper is going to say on today. So don't be greedy. Don't keep it to yourself, all right? So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Father, Father, you hear our hearts this morning. We do not want to settle. We do not want to find our comfortable position and put up our tent there and be happy with you blessing me and mine. Father, we understand today that forgiveness and reconciliation and blessing and favor is given for reason, Lord God. It is given for purpose, Father. And today, God, we say, forgive us, Father, when we have taken on this attitude, Lord God, of all you've done. Father, use us, God, use us, pick us, choose us, Father. We want to spend ourselves. Father, I want to get to heaven with a life poured out, not with a life that looks perfect, Father. I want it to not look good, I want it to be good, Father. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. Let our love be seen, Father God, on this earth. Let our love be carved out, Father God, on the pavements of our neighborhoods. Let our love be carved out for you, Father. Oh, Jesus, for the lonely. Lord, for the state that we were in. We were in that state, God. Yet someone bothered to take the time and present you to us. We'll never ever take it for granted. And in turn, we live our lives as a thank you. As a thank you, Father. As a thank you.
Amen, amen. That is Darlene Check and Israel Newbreed. Love, love, love that prayer. We've been praying it each show before the first segment because it really sets the atmosphere. And it's my prayer. I don't want my life to just look good. I want it to be good. And every day that I get up, I want to live my life as a thank you. Every day we're hearing more and more individuals leaving this world. So every day that we get a chance to breathe and see and feel, we should live it as a thank you. So I hope that's your prayer too. So let's jump right into the first segment. My guest today is Dr. Constance Cooper, Ph.D. Now, she's an author and mother of four beautiful children. She's also a cosmetologist, makeup artist by profession, and a lover of fashion. She loves her shoes and her handbags, but she is an encourager. She is out here in the kingdom doing kingdom work. She has a new release out. It is titled Letters of Encouragement, and we all need encouragement, right? So she's going to talk about the book, Letters of Encouragement, where she shares her personal struggles of moving out of difficult trials and tribulations. She says, I'm grateful that I'm able to share what I've been through in hopes that it may not only help you, but also praise God for what he has done and continues to do in her life. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cooper.
Good morning, sis. How are you?
I am blessed. I'm blessed. And thank you so much for getting up so early. Y'all, she is in California, so she is in Pacific time. So it is 6 a.m. So I just want to thank you for waking up this morning and joining us.
Well, I praise God for allowing me to wake up this morning to join you. We go way back, sis. So this is like, wow, look at God. Can you remember our first show?
I do. Chronicles of Connie. Is that correct?
Yes, yes, the very first book.
Yes,
it was so funny because we were having a discussion, a friend of mine, we were talking about the first cover. I don't know if you remember that book. It was the blue cover. I had the blue suit on. I changed the cover since. Prince, that's not who I talk to on Sunday mornings. I need to see the person that I talk to every Sunday morning. Can we revamp that? And I was like, okay. So that's how that change of cover came to place. That they told me that's not who I talked to. I said, okay, you're right. I was trying to be something for somebody else, for other people, instead of being who God called me to be, which is who I am, Dr. Constance Cooper. I wasn't a doctor back then either, sis.
You wasn't. So much has changed. I read a little bit about who you are. You're a phenomenal mother and cosmetologist, and you're an author. But, Connie, how would you describe yourself to the audience?
Oh, wow. I am an overcomer. I am like a walking, living testimony. You know, it's cliche. People say it all the time. I don't look like what I've been through. And I'm honestly that testimony. The Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And my testimony is almost like the woman without any legs. I was addicted to drugs for 17 years. So Connie is a walking testimony. She is the sentiment or the testament of what God can do if you let him. All it takes is a yes.
Yeah. That's so good, so good. Connie, is it okay to call you Connie, or do you prefer Dr. Constance?
No, you're fine. We go way back.
Okay. Right. Talk to me a little bit about letters of encouragement. You know, you've been through some stuff. You know, you have overcome and you have endured. You're that person on social media I see. And I may not say a lot of stuff, but I see your journey and I smile. I smile because I know God is the one that did that thing. And he is no respecter of persons because you are doing it and you're continuing to do it. And I just give God the glory for what he's done in your life. Talk to me about why you wanted to pen letters of encouragement.
Letters of encouragement comes from me just writing these articles. When we first started working together, I was literally working on my associate's degree. I had just started school. And an opportunity opened up for me from the Chronicles of Connie to write in an online magazine called Women's Frontline Magazine. It was out of Denmark. And I wrote so many articles over a period of like 3-4 years. I think up until my last year of school, which was my doctorate year, I wrote a lot of articles for this magazine. And my spiritual mom, she passed on. She's gone on to be with the Lord now. She just left here August. I miss her so much. But
so
at the
sorry.
Time, you, that's, thank you so much. I'm sorry. I just try to go over that really quick so I won't get emotional about it. At the time, I wanted to write another book, and I kept thinking to myself, I'm like the person that if you're a writer, you have to write. And so I felt like, I was like, Mom, I need to do something. And she was like, Connie, you do so much. Can you just take a break? I like the magazine. Breathe. Can you breathe again?
Sit down.
Breathe.
Sit down. Right.
Yeah, you're doing a lot again. Here you go. But I remember she's like, you know how much work you've already done. She said, God is so pleased with you. You're such an encouragement. And bam, the light went off.
Mm-hmm.
You have letters of encouragement. These are letters, and the articles are really just articles, but at the time, that's how I saw them. But as I went into prayer and I dialogued with God and the Holy Spirit, we have these talks and we have these dialogues. He's such a friend. Isn't he a friend? I mean, if
yes,
you know him,
yes.
He's such a friend. You have this constant communication if you want to talk to him. But God, my sheep know my voice, and the voice of the stranger, they will not follow. So I can remember having a conversation with God. And he's like, same thing with her. He says, you know, letters of encouragement. Why don't you go back and look at what you've already done? And you know the scripture that says, he who started a work is faithful
Lord,
to finish it and becoming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that the scripture?
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes, Lord.
So that is an encouragement just transpired from writing these articles. And I began to sit back and I looked at them and I read them. And I don't know if I'm the only person, but I even did it just last night on Instagram. I went through Amazon and I looked back over my life and I thought to myself, I looked at these articles, pulled them up on my little laptop, and I read. I was like, wow, God, this is really in me. You know, he said, I know you when I formed you in your mother's womb. And then Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of good and not of evil, thoughts of hope for a future, to prosper you, to bring you to an expected end. The gift make room for you and seat you before great men. I put this gift in you, and you cannot refuse and you cannot deny it. You are a writer. You've written these things and these letters, and they encouraged people. Why don't you write this? And so all I did was I took those articles, I put them together, I tweaked them a little bit, I added to, I took some from, and then I had two of my good friends, and I just put it all together, and it's like a gumbo of letters. And I love them.
Yeah.
God did that. I didn't do it. I take no credit.
They're very encouraging. I find that a lot of times when we are ministering or we are blessing other individuals, we think we're doing it for ourselves, but then there comes a time when we need to use our own materials that God had us ministering to somebody else and minister mm-hmm. to ourselves. Do you find that?
I do. I do. I found that when I went over all of these articles. I even wrote an article, and I don't know. It's called The Process. And, you know, the scriptures do not despise your humble beginnings, but the process. I don't even know if I put that in this book. I can't remember. I think I did. I went through my book, and I can't remember. I flipped through it. But I do remember there was an article that I wrote called The Process. And then the scripture, do not despise your humble beginnings. And then there's a scripture that says, better is the ending of a thing. And so I'm not at the end of the journey, but during the course of the process, and so when women sit in my chair, when I'm invited, like even now, when I'm invited to speak before people, God's people, I don't take it lightly. I'm encouraged because I can go back and I can look at the notes and I can say, wow, God, I said that? He's like, no, you remember we had a conversation. I said it. I inspired it. You just let me use you. Ooh, you tell my shit.
Yeah,
you just let me use you. He's the potter with the clay. So when I go back and I look at that stuff, I'm like, I'm amazed that you did that. And I give you all the glory. And you can take the credit, God. Use me. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I love it, love it, love it. Talk to me about you, because you've been divorced twice, and you were in a pattern, you were in a cycle where you were kind of questioning God, like, what's up? What's going on? As many women are in regards to when marriages fail. Talk to me about that holding place, because so many women are there right now, and I want you to encourage those that are listening, that are stuck right there. They want to be loved, and they want somebody, but they feel the sting of rejection. They don't know how to trust. How did you move past that? Because in your book, you talk a lot about of doing that work. You had to work on you and heal you.
Wow. You know, you never really stop doing the work. I'm still single right now. In the process, I'm not afraid to love. How about you? In the process of allowing God, Jehovah Rapha, to heal you, you have to be vulnerable. I think the vulnerability of opening up and getting out there and allow. See, because one of the things I love about the new and improved me that's always being squished on the potter's wheel. You know how you wet the clay and he squishes it. Mm. What I love about the new and improved version of me is that I'm able to be poured into time and time again. I get a few cracks. You know, sometimes, you know, you have to glaze the pot sometimes. Oftentimes, when he's putting the pretty decorations on, how about that? And so I remember, and I still do this, I just, you know, honestly, Nicole, I'm just vulnerable. I'm Connie. I'd be available to, you know, to say yes or to say no. I like to listen to the shenanigans. I'm not going to lie. It's funny because I take it as writing material. Everybody is not 100%.
Right? I know. People do stuff in front of me. I'm like, that's material.
It's the shenanigans of trying to be available for you to be found again. Time is never wasted. Let me just say that. God is a redeemer of time. So when you feel like, oh, man, I just wasted like 4 months, or I just wasted like 2 months, or I just wasted like a year, because you got to open yourself up to learn new lessons. How can you be found to be a wife if you don't learn new lessons about being a wife? Because when you're thinking about being a wife, you're making a lifetime commitment. Yeah, I was married twice. Yeah, I was divorced twice. Yeah, I was engaged a few times. But what I find that is that I learn new lessons about Connie, what I do want, what I don't want, what I'm willing to accept, what I'm not willing to accept. Am I so broken that I can't be talked to? Like, you know, sometimes when you in the beginning of friendships and building a foundation of who these people are and who when God directs them your way, because God allows them to be directed your way, you can give the enemy credit all you want to, but if God allowed it, there was purpose in it. Sometimes you have to allow yourself to, I'm sorry. Sometimes you have to be available and be vulnerable to hear what's different about you. Because if you don't know what's different about you by a new conversation, then how will you know you're ready? If you're always close in, you won't ever be approachable. How's that?
Yeah, but there is a pause. There is a holding place, like before you even open yourself up, because there's so much hurt and there's so much healing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm referring to right there, because in your book you talk about that. You talk about being in that place where you had to be completely still. How did you move out of that to even be open to inquire?
Prayer. Fasting and praying. I spent a lot of time in worship. I remember being in my room and laying on my face. I have a prayer towel and a tallit cloth. And I take my oil and I would just lay there and I would worship. And I would cry out and I would write. I journaled a lot. Journaling is so therapeutic. You can talk to God and you can tell him all about it. I'm serious. The mothers in the church, you know, you sing that song. Talk to God. Tell him all about it. It does work. You can write that stuff down, go back, you can read it again. And I worshiped a lot. I got into the place of healing, that's that secret place in God. And I made myself available for the Holy Ghost to do the work in me, through me, for me. That's that holding place. That holding place is laying before God prostrate, There's also the scripture in the Bible where he told the prophet to lay before, you know, before that town. And he went from his left and he went to his right side. And when he did that, in doing so, he was mourning. He was mourning what had happened. He was mourning what was going to happen, what God had already passed judgment on. You know, it's good to mourn past relationships. I mourned them, and I cried through the process. And when you try to bottle stuff up, I think that's that holding place as well. And you bottle stuff up, and you're not transparent with yourself and with God, and you acting like, I got it. God, I ain't got this. I don't have this. I'm hurt. They hurt me. And then you get mad at God. Can I be honest? Why you not got this to me? Because you're like, well, why didn't you know you're all powerful? You're all seeing, you're all knowing, you're all here. What happened? Why you let that happen? And he says, he's sitting there and he's quiet. He says, I give you the power of healing. You see, you didn't have, just because they asked you to be that wife didn't mean you had to accept it. I just wanted to see where you were. But in the process, I honor covenant. Now, ooh, that's big. In that holding place, that's where he taught me about covenant. And in the covenant between him, us, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost, he honors that covenant, which means he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. If he took you in it, he's going to bring you through it. If he took the children of Israel to the Red Sea and they thought they were dead, God, why'd you bring me here to die? But he said, pick up your staff. What is it that you have in your hand? And what I had in my hand, Nicole, was worship. What I had in my hand was praise. What I had in my hand was a pen. I could write it down, and I could get it out, and I would not internalize. Pour it out to God, God in turn, because I had to pour out in order to be poured back in again. That was that place of pouring out so I could be poured back in again.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Great, great, great. Connie, what's next for you? What's next? I see that you've dabbled in some fiction as well. Tell me a little bit about that.
I'm still
Uh-oh,
saying.
Big Daddy, Sugar Honey Baby, wait a minute.
I'm still saying. That's all I'm going to say. You think it's that book. Believe it or not, Nicole, I was married to my second husband when that book was birthed. It was in a nightmare.
Okay.
And I woke up, I said, God told me to write this book. And that man told me,
really? Did God really tell you to write that? Because when I told him the nightmare, he's like, that doesn't sound like God would tell you that.
And I said to him, I looked at him, I said, wow, really? Dream killer. Anyway, let me explain something to you. If God could do it for all of these fictional writers who went on to make great names for themselves, that's that scene. And all it does is it multiplies. And so if you're going to be a screenplay writer, you know, if you're going to be a playwright, if you're going to write songs, you know what I mean? If you're going to write anything in this lifetime, do not limit God. That was what that book was about. What's next for Connie? What's next for me? You know what, Nicole? Whatever God says. I'm at this place where I'm at the use me, Lord. You know what I mean? I want women to be encouraged. I want them to be inspired. I want them to dream again. And if I can be a part of that, a vehicle, if I could be a conduit to get them there, to let them know that you can still achieve anything, all things are possible. Anything that you want, write the vision, make it plain. It doesn't matter what age you are. If you're still breathing, if you can still see, you can still walk, you can still talk, even if you can't, God can still use you. If he can use the woman who's out here, like you said, she smoked crack with no legs. With no arms. With no arms.
Yeah.
Baby, if she can do that, then we can do all things.
Right?
Listen to me. So what's next for me? I'm just working on a few book projects. Still doing hair. I love it. That's my ministry. You know, I tried to run from that. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
I tried to run from it. I told God, I don't want to do this no more. I'm tired dealing with these people. But that's ministry. You know
it absolutely
that?
Is. The ultimate ministry, too.
It is the most therapeutic, rewarding. This is where the game changer comes in, because this is where God teaches you about pastoring, if you believe it or not, because you got to deal with personality. You got to deal with people's mm-hmm. ups and downs. You got to be able to tell people when the season is over. Our season, mm-hmm. I think I can no more work here. Mm-hmm. You know, there's like 10,000 other stylists, and I think that where we are is a place of transition. It's time for us to part ways. So for me, I'm loving doing hair. I'm going through a process again, of course, learning. Did you know that I earned my certification to be a life coach?
I think I did read that, yes. Mm-hmm.
So I'm learning how to process. Did you know processing, being a life coach, is the same thing as being like a minister or a pastor, but the only difference is you can't tell people what to do. You can only coach them through that process. So learning mm-hmm. how to be a life coach is going through coaching yourself. I literally have to coach myself. So what I'm doing here, when I'm ministering, God always ministers to me about, in order to be a deliverer, you must first be delivered. So my process is, what is next for me? And I'm always like, God, I don't know. Whatever you say, where are we going? What are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
Take me. I'm willing to go. Yes, God. That's what's next for me. Another yes.
I love it. Connie, how can individuals purchase your book?
Okay. Well, I'm on Amazon, as you already said, stated that at the beginning. I'm on Amazon, and then I'm currently working on a new website. But for the right now moment, you can go to www.thechroniclesofconnie.weebly.com. Soon transitioning to drconstancecooper.com. Currently being worked on. Ain't he good? God is good. And then you can find me on Facebook. On Facebook, I'm Constance Cooper. On Instagram, I am Divinely Exquisite Ministries. On Twitter, I'm Lady C. On LinkedIn, I'm Dr. Constance Cooper. I am out there. Just, if you can find me, you'll find my picture. You'll see me. If you are looking for me on any social media network, let me make this plain and clear. I do not accept friend requests from everybody, so you have to tell me where you heard me at, where you met me at, or where you saw me at. Send me a message with that request, because otherwise, you know, I'm real funny about hackers. I've learned a lot over the last few years about social media, and I just the whole headache of that. But those are the places you can find me. Oh, and my email, ConnieAntioch@gmail.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for stopping by the show. Much success to you. And listeners, I have her link on the actual radio show page, and it will also be on our social media network. So, Connie, thanks so much. Much success to you. God bless you, and we will see you back here a little later.
Amen. I look forward to seeing you and talking with you again.
All right. You be blessed. Go ahead and get another nap in.
Praise God. Thank you. I will. Hey, let me just tell the
All
listeners
right.
one thing. Remember that God is always the author and the finisher of your faith, and he will perfect all things which concern you. God is concerned about you. Never give up on your dream. Never give up on your goal, because God has not given up on us. Amen. Be encouraged.
Amen. God bless you.
All
right, listeners, that's been the show for today. Go out there and purchase that book. Go to Amazon, pull up Letters of Encouragement, Dr. Constance Cooper, and you can find her links on all of our social media pages, plus the radio show pledge page. I tell you all the time, I never say goodbye. It's always until next time. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. God bless you.